This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
sound? Earlier today, special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation unveiled 13 separate indictments against Russian citizens who allegedly tried to meddle in the 2016 election. You're going to hear a massive amount of propaganda about those indictments and what they mean in coming days. So we've looked at them carefully, and here's what seems to be true about them. The indictments describe a Russian effort to, quote, sow discord in the American political system. This effort began in 2014. That was, of course, before Donald Trump or any other candidate had declared for the presidential race. The effort didn't seem to have a particular ideological agenda. The point was to stir up trouble. During the 2016 race, these 13 Russians allegedly ran Facebook ads and tried to organize events that criticized Hillary Clinton and supported Donald Trump. But the Russians also supported some left-wingers like Bernie Sanders and Black Lives Matter. Hillary Clinton was the front-runner for most of the race, and they wanted to yank her chain, and they did. But once the election was over, the Russians immediately started organizing rallies against Donald Trump. Rallies, though, is probably an overstatement. An anti-Muslim event, for example, allegedly organized by the Russians, drew a total of 4 RSVPs. An anti-Hillary event in New York got just 45. The only really successful event the Russians appeared to have pulled off seems to be an anti-Trump rally in New York City after the election right outside Trump Tower. Now, all of this is annoying. Obviously, they're foreigners. But none of it seems momentous. Here's what's not in the indictments. Any evidence at all that any Russian behavior changed a single vote or did anything to sway the election in any direction. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein admitted as much today. Watch.
Now, there is no allegation in this indictment that any American was a knowing participant in this illegal activity. There is no allegation in the indictment that the charged conduct altered the outcome of the 2016 election.
In a statement this afternoon, the White House even boasted about today's news. Quote, President Donald J. Trump has been fully briefed on this matter and is glad to see the special counsel's investigation further indicates that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. And that's basically true. Close to 20 people have been indicted in this investigation so far. Still not a single piece of evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Putin. Collusion, you'll remember, was the reason we supposedly needed this multi-year, multi-million dollar investigation in the first place, the one that has basically ground Washington to a halt and put your concerns on the back burner. And yet the evidence unearthed so far suggests precisely the opposite of collusion.
Like, they were toying with us here a little bit, Scott, is what this all boiled down to. And some of us suspected as much, but, you know, politics being what it is. Everybody gets so amped up and excited, and you've got to go in and, you know, be like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. But meanwhile, you know, it's the people's money. You know, I dare say if it was Robert Mueller's money, he probably wouldn't be up to this, you know. Millions of dollars being spent is what's being suggested. Of course, the Mueller campaign says, hey, we're we'll let you hold on to the $7 million number for a while, but we're not going to give you any more disclosure about how much money is going into this. So here it is after, 8-9 months of this investigation. This is what's uncovered. Donald Trump feels like, in part, he's been vindicated. But there are still some things that are hanging out there. This was being reported. Adam Taylor has been reporting that a Russian journalist who helped uncover election interference is confounded by all this stuff. This is why I was saying that, the Russians are looking at this. And I think that Donald Trump, suggests as much in a tweet that they're just laughing their butts off. Because here it is, you've got these operatives, I think about 90 operatives is what this troll factory is what this Russian journalist has been, you know, they've been looking at this for a number of years and have seen this in operation. And they're all amused by, America's reaction to this and the attack that they perpetrated on our election process. So I think we need to do something constructively, as someone would say. We need to wise up to this and understand, as Dan Coates says, that we are at war.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And it is important, vastly important, if we're going to get this country back on track and utilize its entire resources. But it's about being united. I can understand and appreciate why John LeBoutillier, former congressman out of New York, may have disturbed your senses. He brings up some points here, and whether or not what Donald Trump has been able to accomplish in his first year, which I think has just been incredible, what he's been able to do in the midst of this opposition that's been against him, 90% of the media against him. But some of this stuff, you just look at it and you go, does he hurt himself unnecessarily at times? And I still maintain that I could hope that there would be the right people. And I think John Kelly is part of that, frankly, to assist Donald Trump in getting his message across and being successful. Whether or not Donald Trump has the capacity and the mentality to be able to, fortify a team that could help him to that end, that's yet to be seen. But we have been given some indication whether, like my one buddy, it says, hey, Bill, what about, the tax bill and the new trade agreements? Aren't these to Trump's credit? Yes, they are. And the economy and home sales, as I mentioned, jobs, all this is to Trump's credit. But will it be enough to carry the day against these midterm elections? And I am growing in concern that we could be faced with Nancy Pelosi once again with the gavel. That aside, right now, it is time to talk President's Day with our favorite historian. Yes, we're talking about the one and only Bruce Kaufman. Bruce is an award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, happy President's Day to you, buddy.
And to you, Bill, and to all your listeners.
Hey, what a great day around this country, and I understand, it's interesting about President's Day, and, things are lost in translation, and this is why it is so important for me and for our audience, Bruce, that you're here to kind of bring us back to center as much as that's possible, because this President's Day, most people seem to be more concerned about, what, am I going to get my mail today, what's open, what's closed, can I go shopping, as opposed to really having a moment of pause to consider, our country, our founding. I've mentioned before on days of this kind of importance historically that we should at least pause a moment maybe to revisit the Constitution. What do you think?
Yeah, Bill, and there's no two better presidents to revisit the Constitution in that context. The reason that we celebrate President's Day, we celebrate the birthday of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, is because without question they were our two greatest presidents. We have to remember that Washington was I mean, Washington, he wasn't president when we won the American Revolution, but he was the general that won the American Revolution. That created our country. Mm-hmm. Lincoln was president during the Civil War. He won that war and saved our country. So we have two men here who were in charge of the creation and the preservation of the United States of America. It doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly. And when you talk about Lincoln particularly, he was willing to lay down his own life for the preservation of the Republic.
He was. And, you know, this, I've always said, and I just want to make this point very quickly. Lincoln once said, he said, "I confess plainly that I do not control events. Rather, events have plainly controlled me." That's only partially true. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are impersonal forces in history that affect events. But it is human beings who are the main people who affect history. And a perfect example is only George Washington could have won the American Revolution. Only Abraham Lincoln could have won the Civil War. Only those two men affected history. History was affected by those two men. So this is why I write, when I write my column, I focus on people. Good people, bad people, how people affect history. That is how the proper understanding of history.
Isn't that what needs to be considered once again, Bruce, in these turbulent times that we are experiencing? Just to go down a little side road, because over the weekend, of course, and this will continue for weeks, we can only hope so, and maybe, I don't know, maybe, just maybe we might be able to get to some resolution here over gun control.
Yeah. Yeah, that is going down a side road. But again, I mean, we can go into that bill and the constitutional issue. That's a bit of a sideshow, as you say. But yeah.
Let's tie it up in a real quick bow, only because we've talked about this. There is some relevance here,
yeah.
Only because you say it is about people, and that's what the Constitution is all about. It's about we the people.
Yes,
and
it is.
With all the rights that were enumerated in the Constitution. Lest you forget, with those rights comes responsibility. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, and the Bill of Rights as well. And so in talking about the Second Amendment, all right, what people sometimes remember is the Second Amendment, what it basically ratified was a God-given right that was given to us in the Declaration of Independence, which says we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, guess what? Throughout history, people have tried to take away our rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness by robbing us, by killing us. So the Second Amendment was put there as part of acknowledging that we have the God-given right to defend ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that by keeping and bearing arms, whether it's a gun, whether it's a knife, throughout history. When in the famous Supreme Court decision, Heller versus the District of Columbia, the Supreme Court acknowledged that gun ownership is a pre-political right. It is a right that was created and established before there was a government. Since the beginning of time, we have had the right, the God-given right, to defend ourselves. Whether in the caveman days it was a club, whether it was a knife, whether it was a gun, that's why the Second Amendment says we keep and bear arms, not just guns, because arms, weapons to defend ourselves, changed throughout the century. But the point being here is, from a constitutional standpoint, the Second Amendment does give us the right to defend ourselves. That's why it's there.
Exactly. Well, again, let's get back on the main road here. I appreciate you going down the detour with me for just a moment, only again because at the very basis of all this is mankind.
Yes, right. Absolutely. And there's and so we have the two greatest presidents of all. And I just want to mention, okay, so Washington was the greatest president. First of all, Washington did not want to be president.
They wanted him to be king.
They wanted him to be king after the American Revolution. He said, "No, thanks, guys. All I want to do is go back to my home and be a gentleman farmer, be with my family. See you later." Right. And then, of course, you know, we have a crisis with this country. The Articles of Confederation government is not working, so we go to the Constitutional Convention and create a brand new government that has an executive branch. This was new to us. Okay, most of our governments before the Constitution, the legislative branch had been the predominant branch. There hadn't even been an executive branch in the Articles of Confederation. So they've created this executive branch. At the Constitutional Convention, they were very nervous about giving this branch real power, except for they knew, everyone at the Constitutional Convention knew who was going to be the first president. It was going to be George Washington. And they were not uncomfortable giving Washington power because they knew he had proved it to them time and time again that he would wage that power for the good of the country, not self-interest.
He knew how to exercise restraint.
They knew he would be a leader who would lead for the good of the country, not try to enrich himself or increase his power.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Bruce Kaufman after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You can know my heart,
I'll tell you, the great experiment, American experiment, continues, and it's up to me and you, a government of, for, by, we the people. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, is with us on this President's Day 2018, a time to pause and remember two of our greatest presidents, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Bruce, let's talk about Washington, the man. You know, I think that, you know, as you said, the people were used to having a king, and probably half of this new America were comfortable with the idea of a king. They reluctantly, had to let go of that kind, but in their DNA and everything that they knew was very comfortable in having a king. But you had these forward-thinking, people there, founders of our country, that said, we can do something better, because there were some bad things that happened under a king.
Yes. Yes, Bill. What they said was, rather than the government having the power, the people should have the power. The ultimate sovereign power lies with the people. All governments before the Constitution was created, the governments had all the power, and any rights that the people had, the government would give them those rights, usually grudgingly. We reversed it. All power originally belongs to the people, and we will only give the government enough power to secure our rights, and no more power than is necessary to secure our rights. So that reverses the age-old government arrangement in which the government has the power and gives us limited rights. We now have the power, and we give the government a limited number of powers in order to secure our rights. That was a reversal. That was the greatness of our government. And we made the first person, the head of that government, George Washington, because we knew, the people back then knew, this was a person who would respect that principle, that the power belongs to the people, and the only powers that the government has, the people gave to the government when they consented to be governed, and therefore we are the ultimate sovereign power, and you always have to keep that in mind, and Washington always did. One of the things about Washington, Bill, the person, but also the president, he understood, okay, that, you know, he knew what he knew, he knew what he didn't know, and he knew who knew the things that he didn't know. This is why all of his advisors, he would always have freewheeling cabinet meetings in which he would listen to them, same as when he was in the military. He listened to them.
Right.
But he always understood that, you know, in terms of creating power, the people are the ultimate power. Mm-hmm. We serve the people. Our job in the government is to serve the people, and that Washington always kept in mind. He had, you know, if you look at the first, at the article that describes the president's power, it says the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. That's pretty vague. Mm-hmm. So Washington had to create a government in which he had enough power as president to carry out the responsibilities that the Constitution gave the executive branch without violating the Constitution in doing so. That was a fine line that Washington tread brilliantly.
Yeah, and you had this dynamic tension going on between the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. And, you know, again, as you say, to your point, which made him such a brilliant leader, was that he knew what he knew, he knew what he didn't, and he had people around him. It almost reminds me of Ronald Reagan.
This is the mark of a great leader, Bill, one who knows his shortcomings and knows that there are people out there that are smarter than me and I should be listening to them.
You talk about the ultimate on-the-job training, you know, position you could have as president of the United States. But here, you know, George Washington, when you think about it, he's the first. This is all being, you know, being written as he's living it, as he's executing, you know, the office for the first time. How many people, Bruce, how many people could have possibly have done? I mean, to your point, this is why I believe by divine providence was George Washington selected to be the first president of the United States.
He was, Bill. And here's the other thing, as you just mentioned, he knew he would be setting precedents that the other people who succeeded him would be hard-pressed not to follow. And here's the greatest precedent he set. He retired after two terms. because he did not want to die in office. Because not because, I mean, he did want to go home. He was tired of the job. But the reason he did not want to die in office, because if he died in office, John Adams would automatically ascend to the presidency. That's how it worked in Europe. The king dies, his son or some family member automatically assumes it. Washington wanted the first transfer of power to be a peaceful transfer in which the people decided who would succeed him as president through their voting rights, through their power of the vote. And therefore, he did not want to die in office. And that's why he stepped down after two terms, to make sure that it was an election by the people that determined his successor, and he set that precedent. That was part of his genius. And he also said, by the way, guys, whoever follows me, I don't think you should stay in the office more than two terms. And
exactly.
Until Franklin Roosevelt, everybody respected that precedent as
well. Yeah, without a doubt. If Washington could speak from the grave, some would say he does. He's left this incredible, indelible legacy. What would he say to America today?
He would say, I think what he would say is you all have to come together and remind yourselves that you're all one nation. You're not a bunch of groups. You're not members of a group. You are individuals who are collectively a member of the United States of America, and that's how you have to approach politics. That's how you, whether it's local, national, federal, whatever. We are not this group identity thing would have Washington turning over in his grave. We are all Americans. We might be black, we might be white, we might be Jewish, we might be Catholic, we might be Protestant, we might be Muslim, but we're all Americans first. We're not members of a group. We're members of one nation.
Yep, exactly. I think hyphenating America has really eroded the very root of unity in this country. Hyphenation, along with political correctness, needs to be thrown in the ash heap of history and burnt forever, never to be revisited again, my humble opinion.
I couldn't agree more, Bill.
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, Lincoln is another person who walked a fine line here. Okay, he knew, I mean, when he became president, all right, he wanted to free the slaves, but the Constitution protected slavery. Okay, so he decided, how do I walk that fine line? Here's what he decided. Okay, I understand that the Constitution protects slavery, but what I'm saying is, and this is why the Civil War was fought, it was not fought over slavery, it was fought over slavery's expansion. And Lincoln said, okay, the slavery is protected in the states or in the Union at that time, but it is not protected in the new territories that will one day apply to the Union to become states. So that's where I draw the line. Slavery is not going to extend to the Union. And the Southerners, the Confederates, knew that if slavery was not allowed into the territories, slavery would die. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because if it's only free states that are applying to the Union, then when they get to Congress, they send their representatives to Congress, they're going to vote laws to end slavery. This is basically why the Confederacy, all those states seceded. Not because of slavery, because they knew that if slavery was forbidden from being expanded into the territories, slavery would die. And that was one of Lincoln's geniuses. And he issued the Emancipation Proclamation, by the way, Bill, not only as a war-winning strategy. This is another genius thing he did. Okay, because if he freed the slaves, which he did in the Emancipation Proclamation, then the slaves working those plantations in the South, learning that they're free, would leave and come north and help the Union Army, okay? The movie Glory, the 54th Massachusetts. Those were all blacks who were former slaves, fled the South to join the Union Army. That helps the South, that helps the North. Also, all those slaves, those former slaves, have now abandoned the plantations, which means the Confederate soldiers, their wives and kids back on the plantations, have nobody growing or harvesting crops. They had to, a lot of them had to desert the Confederate Army and to go home. So
exactly.
It's a double win for Lincoln. The Union Army is strengthened. The Confederate Army is weakened. That's a genius. But here's his other genius. He knew, and we talked about this last time I was on the show, that whatever laws he passed, the Emancipation Proclamation, any laws Congress passed on slavery, a new Congress could affect it. A new Congress could change it. So
exactly.
He created the 13th Amendment. Okay, you needed an amendment, a constitutional amendment, to make slaves free forever. And he made sure that amendment was passed. It was his last triumph. It was because he died 2 weeks afterwards. But yes, he was, again, he is faithful to the Constitution. The way to end slavery, since slavery is protected in the Constitution, is a constitutional amendment that changed.
Exactly.
That.
There it is. Our two great presidents that we celebrate today on President's Day 2018. Bruce Kaufman, thank you as always. Brilliant stuff. Appreciate it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, we're joining Jeff Cruer live on his radio show. And Jeff, of course, the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans' favorite native son. And here we are together. And I would say happy President's Day to your audience, Jeff Cruer.
Yes, we're going to be doing a little trivia on presidents later on.
Oh, wow. Good fun.
Yeah, always one of my favorite days.
Well, I maintain that President's Day, Jeff, is a time for us to really take a pause. And I remind people, because it is such a historic day when we celebrate two of our great presidents, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, that maybe we should reconnect with the U.S. Constitution. Take a couple of minutes, read it, and appreciate just how brilliant the document is and how to this day it drives the foundation of this great country in which we live in.
No doubt, Bill. And to think how blessed we were to have leaders such as George Washington and all of those framers of this fantastic Constitution, and how sad it is that today we're going after the memory of these great legends, and we have places like New Orleans where schools are being changed that were named after George Washington.
Unbelievable.
And someone to change the name of Washington, D.C. I mean, it's really
Yeah.
It's crazy what's happening, Bill.
Well, I think it's fine to question it, but it's because we haven't really talked about the value of these founding fathers for them to realize what they're letting go. The legacy that they're abandoning is, I believe, quite dangerous and deleterious to their future. But that's what happens. You know, generation to generation, we don't talk about these things. Things are lost in translation. And then today, when you look all the tweeting about President's Day, they're just wondering about, you know, what's open? Am I going to get my mail today? Am I doing this? Wait a minute. You know, I think there's greater causes than to worry about if the mall's going to be open so you can go shopping.
Yeah. And just to think back, I mean, we've had what? This is the 45th president that we've had.
Mm.
And we've had some real, real bad presidents. But we really have been blessed to have some tremendous presidents that have served this country well. One of my favorites in recent years, of course, is Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And I'm hoping this president we have now, Bill, is going to be one of the greats when we look back in history.
Well, there are some things that are happening that give you some encouragement, but also things that are not happening that cause me some concern, Jeff. We got the midterm elections coming up, and I think there's a real possibility the GOP could lose the House, and I just can't imagine Nancy Pelosi with a gavel once again.
I think there's a good chance they're going to lose it. And that's what usually happens in midterm elections. When you have one party that has power in the executive and legislative branches, they usually have, during that first midterm, some losses. The only good thing is I think the Republicans will probably gain a few seats in the Senate because so many Democrats are up for election this fall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be tough when Nancy Pelosi, if she does, take over the House, because I think they're going to start impeachment hearings.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, they've been doing this already, you know, without even having the gavel. So that will be their move. And what a big waste of time. We've wasted so much time already. And in spite of that, President Trump has been able to raise the GDP beyond numbers that even the CBO could imagine. Housing is on the uptick. Unemployment, all-time low. Trade deals are being renegotiated. I mean, it looks very bright, but is that enough to carry the day, especially when you have a lot of Republicans who still can't get their brain about this agenda that Donald Trump is leading here?
Yeah, because it's really an assault on the establishment. I mean, it was the president connecting with middle America and the Rust Belt and all these forgotten Americans that have been overlooked for all these decades, and the establishment really didn't care about those people. So he's pushing an agenda that they've really been opposed to for years. So they're not on board with him, a lot of them. And I think that's the big issue. I mean, can he continue to remold that Republican Party in his image? And I certainly think he's made progress, but we've got work to do because there's some rhinos up there that might as well be Democrats, Bill.
Right, exactly. Well, it's interesting. You find that a lot of Republicans have moved to the Democratic position, and the Democrats have moved more to Marxism and socialism. You know, this political shift, I mean, it's quite the study, I think, in politics. I got to imagine the poli-sci teachers are having a field day on this study. If they're open to it, to talk about it responsibly, I think it's a real point of.
Bill, I give you a great example. In 1995, Bill Clinton gave a State of the Union address and talked about illegal immigration and sounded like Donald Trump. And he talked about the need for border security and the need to crack down on illegal immigration. He got a standing ovation. Today, I mean, there would be no Democrat talking about cracking down on illegal immigration, border security. They're just all about embracing illegals and DACA and stopping Donald Trump's agenda. So that shows you in just these few short years, 23 years, how things have changed.
It's sad that the Democratic Party would subordinate their agenda for the sake of being reelected, and they're willing to turn over their future to illegal immigrants. Right? I mean, is that what it comes down to? Is that the bottom line of this whole thing?
Well, because they see the opportunity, Bill, I think, to turn some red states blue. And if we can get some more illegals into Texas and Arizona, Georgia, they really see an opportunity, I think, to put an electoral lock in place whereby it's a one-party rule whereby they're not going to lose.
And yeah. Welcome to California, ladies. Yeah, welcome to California, ladies and gentlemen. And post LBJ, with what went on, with some of the stuff that was going on that was set into motion.
Look at what they've done to California. I mean, look at the disaster California is today.
Well, all these single party states. You know, look at them. I mean, they're a mess. They're upside down, but they continue to move with recklessness at the expense of their citizens. Jeff, I wanted to address particularly your column. It was noted last week. Mitt Romney, in fact, said the rumors are true. I will validate those. I am running for Orrin Hatch's seat in Utah.
Yeah, I've really not been a big fan of Mitt Romney. I've sort of seen a guy who is just continuing to stay in the public eye, ran for president twice, unsuccessful. Now I think he is seeing an opportunity. He has been extremely critical of Donald Trump, certainly doesn't support the Trump agenda, which I support. So I think Mitt Romney, when he gets elected, and he will be, he is popular in Utah. He's a Mormon, and he is viewed as sort of someone who saved the Olympics.
Right.
Even though his positions are ever-evolving and certainly not conservative on a good number of issues. But when he gets in there, I think the establishment will get behind him, and I think some of them will encourage him to challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination in 2020.
Well, to your point, he's an establishment guy.
Yeah.
And this is what got him in trouble each time, because at some point, You have to have that moment that you're confronted with the soul of your character. And are you willing to fall on your sword? And I guess that's what has become obvious to you and myself and others who look at Mitt Romney. On the surface, a nice guy. You don't mind having a conversation, have a beer with him. I don't know, does he drink beer?
I don't think so. I mean, I've actually met him, and he is a nice guy, and I had a pleasant conversation with him, but I wasn't inspired by him, and he's not someone that I see as president, and I think the majority of Americans don't see him as president, but I do think he believes the same thing as the establishment Republicans on a lot of key issues, so I think they hate Donald Trump so much that they'll try to do some sort of challenge to the nomination, and I think Mitt Romney would be their logical choice, Bill.
Well, I maintain, I was speaking with the former Congressman John LeBoutelier earlier this morning, Jeff, and that is that I think to the Republicans' shame is they cannot seem to come alongside this president and be an asset and an assistant to him in his agenda. They find ways to bicker and add to the negativity of the mainstream media that's already beaten him down with 90% of negative news in the mainstream media.
I know. It's a shame. Fortunately, he does have his core supporters out there, the deplorables, and we're the ones backing him in the country, Bill, and that's what it's going to take, the president and us out there bringing these folks along in D.C., and it's worth it fighting them because they're on the wrong side.
Well, as you said earlier, traditionally certain things happen in midterm elections, but we do know Donald Trump is far from traditional, so we may have another surprise coming down the pike here for these midterm elections. We can only hope so. Jeff Cruere on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, as always, a pleasure to have you with us, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it very much. Bill Martinez with us. Jeff
Cruere. In theaters now from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
Three vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
A hero will rise.
What if he wanted to fight? You should have brought more men.
Chosen.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
Betrayed.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
Redeemed.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
My name is Samson. You will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
So when you just can't face tomorrow, when you're down deep in sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to stare. Cause even if you fail to die, he'll get you by surprise.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh, independent, and, oh, maybe a little bit ornery, I guess. That's just for fun, because you got to have a little bit of spice in your life. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Bob Waliszewski joins us now, Director of Media and Culture with Focus on the Family, also the world-famous plugged-in department that you check out before you go to any movie. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it is. Happy President's Day.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I mean, unbelievable. Hey, but before we get into Black Panther, have you seen much of the Olympics?
You know, a little bit. Had a conversation with my wife yesterday about it. We were actually watching a little bit of the figure skating, but she's more into it than I am, and I kind of left the room, went to do some other things. But she says, you know, I used to look so forward to the Olympics every year. This was a childhood thing. Her dad really, in fact, he bought a special TV when she was a kid, so it brings back these fond memories of everybody around. She says, you know, but now we've just got, you know, we've got the Shaun White thing. You know, yes, he won some gold, but then we see, you know, that he's been accused of sexual harassment with a girl that was in his rock band. And when you read about all the things that she accuses him of, you know, and all he'll respond to publicly is kind of roll his eyes, say, you know, I'm a different guy than I was back then. Yeah, but it would be good to just, you know, really apologize and make a public apology and say something like, you know, sexual harassment in all its ugly forms. I'm guilty, but I'm totally against it. And I want to work toward seeing young men treat girls right. Something like that would be really redemptive, I think, in the culture. But anyways, it's those kind of things that are happening right now that my wife goes, you know, it just kind of takes a lot of the joy out of it for me with the Olympics this year.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, the ratings have not done well. And that is even regardless of, you know, NBC's insistence to mispronounce Pyeongchang. You know, they want to say, you know, they cannot get it right.
Pyeongchang's.
Yeah,
here in Korea. You know, doing a lot of Chinese food over here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know, the arrogance of America. It's unbelievable sometimes, and it's embarrassing. But, hey, let's talk about Disney Betty Happy today on President's Day. Black Panther ringing register. Very good.
Yes, $200 million, well, $192. Its theater average is almost $50,000. So
wow, that's a lot of popcorn, buddy.
That's a lot of popcorn and a lot of movie tickets. And, you know, when I see this, I have to look and say, how does it stack up for family friendliness? We gave it a 3.5, so it's one of those films that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to be kind of happy for them when they make it. Now, if it was, like last week, it was 50 Shades Freed was the number one film in the nation. You know, I don't get any excited. I get terribly unexcited, you know.
Right.
But this week I go, oh yeah, good. People made some good choices to go see a movie. And there was just so many good themes. In watching the movie, there was one of the most powerful themes about fatherhood that I've ever heard in a movie. It went something out. This is from memory, and I'm totally off the cuff, wasn't thinking about it. But it went something like, you know, you have to set up you have to live a lifestyle as a father so that when you die, your kids, have known, that you have been a really good father. It was a little twist on that. That wasn't exactly it, but it was just so pro fatherhood. It was like, I love that.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
that's great. Well,
and in the very end of the movie, it's preachy, but obviously people didn't care. At 192 million, they have a scene with the UN, and they come up, and the Black Panther is speaking in front of the UN, or King T'Challa is speaking in his roles, and he says something about, you know, we just need to have more unity globally. And I'm like, absolutely we do. Preach it, brother. I don't use your platform in this movie to say that we all need to, you know, care more about each other globally. There's just too much global unrest. So there were some good messages that way.
Well, you think of the human debasement that's happening globally. You know, we have issues here in this country, but, you know, we still have human rights issues that are reigning beyond comprehension, even in this modern day era, this communication era, information age in which we live in. It is disgusting, and I think we've dropped the ball on it. We've gotten distracted from some of these major issues that keep us divided.
Yeah. And it's nice when something is popular as a movie, and movies are influential.
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
Let us not forget that this is a 2-hour sermon at a church, if you will, for some people.
Wow.
And whether it's good, bad, or ugly, every movie is that way. And I say every song is that way. Every television show is that way. Every video game, most video games are that way because they have a theme and a message and a storyline and whatever. In other words, when you play that video game, you are getting someone's worldview. It comes across. And so you just hope that the things that people are getting are helping them in their life's walk to encourage them and help them live out. And I think Black Panther was one of those films where there's so many good messages, self-sacrifice, et cetera, where people could actually be a better person after leaving the theater. Now, there was something about ancestor worship in the film, but we knocked it down a little bit for it, but to me, it was one of those things that I always think, if a 10-year-old was watching, you know, oh, praise our ancestors, do they want to jump into that religion? Mm-hmm. And I would say no. It looked hokey. It would just look like it's what you do in this country of Wakanda, which is where Black Panther is a king, this fictional country. It's like, okay, you know, then we kind of gave it a pass as well. But, and of course, there's the obligatory superhero violence, but even that wasn't over the top. So once again, I'm happy for Marvel on this one. I hope they learn that a woman can keep her clothes on and you can make $200 million open weekend, that a couple doesn't have to land in bed for make $200 million. You don't have to have these things.
That's
you
right.
can actually, and you don't, there was only 3 S words. I mean, I wish there wasn't any, but most of these superhero movies have two dozen.
Yeah.
And it was nice to think, oh, really? You could actually make $200 million and not have to cuss like a sailor. Yes,
exactly.
You can. So Marvel, learn from that. And other studios, please learn from that.
Excellent. You know, Bob, you just touched on something I think that, you know, is going to be part of this ongoing debate in our country. And that is the direct influence of the music, the movies, the things that are impacting our culture that are renewing the minds of our young people in a way that are not necessarily positive. And, of course, I know this is what Focus on the Family is all about, certainly what you do with media and culture and the Plugged In department as well, is that you want people to be on guard and aware of what is forming their worldview.
You know, I talked to Jamie Rouse a few years ago, and Jamie Rouse was one of the first school shooters in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Linville, Tennessee, people can Google his name, and I had a chance to interview him in prison. He's serving two consecutive life terms with no chance of parole. Mm-hmm. And so just wanted to find out why he did what he did. And to make a long story short, basically, I asked him, did media play any single role? It wasn't the only factor in his life. There was a bunch of factors. But did media play a role? He said, oh, absolutely. He said, the music that I was listening to was extremely dark, and it just led me down that. He said, but there was another thing that really led me, a movie. It was Natural Born Killers. It had just come out on, at that time, VHS video. He watched it with his dad at home. And I said, how'd that make you feel? He says, Bob, it made killing seem cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, did everyone who saw Natural Born Killers feel like they had to go do a school shooting? No, I'm not even close to saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying in the minds of some young people, you cannot rule out media, because they tell you that it's media.
Right.
It was the music that he listened to. It was this one single film that he watched played a big role in his perverted thinking. Of course, he regrets it today,
mm-hmm.
but he did it, and he'll never get out of prison.
Exactly.
And I wonder about some of these other school shootings. You know, did media play a role? I have to think that in the ones that I know about, that they've actually found some information about their media habits. It seems to me very much so. And video games, which didn't play a role in this young person's life, but they have in many other school shooters.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's almost 100%, but I don't know that.
Reason would tell you this, Bob, and you can run all the analysis you want to do, but, you know, and we're told in God's Word, regardless of what the view would want to tell us, God's Word's very succinct, and God does talk to us. It's just whether or not we're listening. And it's about restraint, you know, and we have no restraint. You know, people without vision will cast off restraint. They
right.
go into chaos, and this is chaotic when you have children killing children and kids acting things out like this. And we can study this to no end, but it still comes down, I believe, to if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Amen. Amen, amen.
All right. Okay, so Samson, we talked with Taylor James, the star of Samson, a couple of weeks ago, and this was its debut week.
It made top 10,
mm-hmm.
Made almost $2 million, good for the folks at PureFlix. I'm happy for them.
Right.
It wouldn't be my first choice of biblical stories to make a film about if it was up to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're more encouraging, inspiring stories, in my opinion, but Samson is a biblical story, and by the end, it has a very self-sacrificial, people know the story of Samson.
Right.
It's worth seeing. It is a bit violent, but mm-hmm. you can kind of figure that out by reading the Bible account, that if Samson is killing 10,000 Philistines with a jawbone, and that shows up on screen, it might not be pretty, and that's exactly what happens, but I'm happy for them.
Well,
happy
that's
for them with Samson.
Okay, an early man, we got about 10 seconds left, so that was also
we gave it a 4 out of 5. We liked it for
good.
The kids.
There it is. Okay. All right, Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, bye, Bill.
Have a good one. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.